We are back, baby. We are back with another episode of News from the Queue. I am Paul from Destination Geek, and I am joined by
Senor Edutainment. Good morning, y'all.
It is morning. We are recording this early in the morning because Eddie, later on, will be going to Busch Gardens and sampling some food and beverage at the Beer Fest Brews and Barbecue.
Yes, sir.
Dude, I'm so jealous. I want to go. I want to try the cheese curds. I want to try some of the new dishes. Like, there's stuff there I really want to check out.
I'll send you some via mail, man. I got you.
Send me some cheese curds.
Yeah, freeze packaging. You know, technology has advanced these days. I can make it happen.
I like it. So we are on the mics today because there is Busch Gardens Holoscreen news to discuss. Exciting Holoscreen stuff. But before we get into it, before we talk about the big announcements out of SeaWorld Parks, I want to briefly touch base on another big announcement that happened yesterday as of this recording, Eddie, which is that Jason Universe will be coming to Kings Island, Carowinds, and I think Six Flags Great Adventure in New Jersey, which is perfect because, you know, New Jersey and Crystal Lake. That's a pretty huge announcement because Jason Universe was at Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights last year, but now this year it's at Six Flags. So I like that they're doing the round of checking out the different parks and seeing what every park does, because Jason Universe was a standout house last year.
Oh yeah, it was the scariest house, I would say, and especially that last hall. But it's crazy that Six Flags is getting such like high level intellectual property.
They got Blair Witch, they got The Strangers, some big names for sure.
Three years ago, it was like the first time that they did it big. It was either 3 or 2 years ago, and they literally like almost had a carbon copy of like Halloween Horror Nights properties the following year. So it was like Stranger Things, Saw, all these properties, and I'm like, that's crazy. I want to go experience one of these. I haven't experienced one yet. I know Jersey was one of them that has it. Carowinds is going to have Jason, so I'm looking forward to checking out Carowinds this year for sure.
And The Conjuring, right? Conjuring is going to be at Carowinds too.
Oh yeah, that Conjuring experience. Haven't done it, but I've heard nothing but great things. You included told me that it's amazing. Yeah, and now Jersey has Bacanawa,
the world's fastest spinning coaster. It looks pretty amazing. Now that was announced this past week, but yeah, obviously I don't want to diminish what we're about to talk about in regards to Busch Gardens Williamsburg and Busch Gardens Tampa Bay, but Jason Universe is a big get for Six Flags Parks, and I will tell you, I had not planned on going to Kings Island this year. I thought about it, but I knew I was going to go to Cedar Point. I was pondering, I was pondering just because of timing, if I was going to do Kings Island or Great America out in Chicago, because Great America has the Blair Witch House.
Ooh, yeah. And I'm doing Dorney for that one.
Yeah, but now, I don't know. I might try to, I got to figure out how to get a Kings Island visit in too.
Or Carowinds. Come to Carowinds.
There he goes. So yeah, I'm excited. Six Flags is stepping it up this year with some good properties, and hopefully they do a good job with them. I know they, in prior years, there's been some mixed results on some of these licensed properties, but these seem like good ones. And you know, I think Six Flags is really trying to invest in bringing folks back to their parks.
And talking about investing, roll us right into the other part, baby.
Yes! Yeah, baby! We have Holoscreen news, our first official Holoscreen news of the year, which is that Busch Gardens, SeaWorld Parks, because it's SeaWorld Orlando, this has a property, but also Busch Gardens Tampa Bay, Busch Gardens Williamsburg, have partnered with Sony Pictures Entertainment. And so at SeaWorld Orlando...
I think it's all SeaWorlds, by the way. I think it's Texas, California, and Orlando.
Oh, really? Okay. So I think some parks got I Know What You Did Last Summer, which is pretty awesome. But the Busch Gardens parks, Busch Gardens Tampa Bay, Busch Gardens Williamsburg got Anaconda, you know, based on the movie franchise Anaconda. You know, I think there was a I think it was 1997. 1997 was the first Anaconda with Ice Cube and John Voight and Jennifer Lopez, and you know, and of course the more recent Anaconda with Paul Rudd and Jack Black, that is terrible. Do not recommend seeing it. See the Jennifer Lopez one. It's infinitely better.
Which is funny because when I posted the announcement across different platforms, I wasn't aware of last year's version. And everybody was commenting, ooh, I hope Paul Rudd and Jack Black are in it. And I was like, what? Then I had to do my research and I'm like, guys, I don't think they're referencing that one particular, even though I know the announcement is kind of vague. It's just like the Anaconda universe. I think they're hoping everybody anticipates the Anaconda universe of 1997.
Busch Gardens Tampa Bay and Busch Gardens Williamsburg will have two different Anaconda houses. So they both get an Anaconda house, but Busch Gardens Tampa Bay will get Anaconda Fear Has No Escape, and Busch Gardens Williamsburg will get Anaconda Dead on Arrival. And the way it's written is, set in the world of Anaconda, guests are sent deep into the Amazon to search for a missing film crew, quickly turning into a fight for survival. That could be references to, I mean, both the original and the new one are based on like film crews in the jungle, in the Amazon. So, you know, it's two unique tales, but both based on the Anaconda franchise. I'm not a corporate shill like Eddie. Just kidding. we give it to you straight here on News from the Queue. I think it's an interesting selection. You know, I looked up Sony Pictures, you know, as far as the other franchises that Sony Pictures has released, and they've got quite a few decent ones that I think were lower hanging fruit. So Sony Pictures Entertainment also has the Hostel series, which has a new series coming out. It'll be Eli Roth movie, 28 Years Later, which we had previously talked about as being prime potential for Hollow Scream. They also have the Insidious franchise. Though I think that's a little harder because of the James Wan Blumhouse connection. The Resident Evil series, up to and including the new one. The movie series.
Halloween Horror Nights has that now.
the movie series, not the video game, which is what Halloween Horror Nights has. And an interesting choice, which is Harrow, which was not a successful movie, I will say. But if you haven't seen the movie Harrow, it's kind of a really good movie for Halloween Horror Nights fans. It's got really good music. It's got great creature effects and creature design. And I think the fact that the movie did poorly is why we won't see it at an event like this. But I feel like it fits within the context of Busch Gardens, especially the whole Scarlet's Revenge thing that they had years ago with the tarot cards and all that kind of thing. Actually, Eddie.
What do you got? I love that computer chair.
Oh, Unearthed. I found this in my when I was organizing stuff in my basement the other day. So, you know, this is the story of the woods woman. Yeah. The story of the woods woman. This used to glow. I think, I don't remember if her eyes glowed when it opened, but, you know, it brought to mind. Let me see if I still have it in here. Yeah, here they are. The Unearthed Scarlet's Revenge tarot cards are still in here. So, you know, I'm just saying tarot would have been a decent property and a Sony Pictures property. But, you know, this could be the start of a Sony Pictures relationship. So these may be properties, if these houses are successful, that we see in the future.
And I got to say, first of all, I'll preface this with the conversation has been amazing. One of the things that I love the most is that this property has brought a lot of attention and conversation. And I get a lot of the comments. A lot of what Paul is really kind of trying to say is, you know, this may not be the property that some of us would have selected, but that being said, I'm still excited because of the context of everything and what this potentially means for the future of the event, right? It's the first time that Busch Gardens is getting an IP house, like full IP house. Like last year we had Krampus, but he was just like a roaming character in a small section that really didn't.
Well, and that was just that was just Krampus, right? Like it wasn't based on the movie Krampus. It was just Krampus, I think is kind of the difference.
This is intellectual property, right? Like this Busch Gardens shelled out some money for so that they could improve the event year over year. And it was after they did their survey, listening to us, a lot of people I'm sure said they would love to see some of these intellectual properties come to the event. And I will say in a previous podcast, we said the likelihood of it being an actual intellectual property that comes to the event, unlikely, but maybe something where they take the essence of it. So like,
we ate our words, right? Like an Anaconda. Exactly.
Eating our words. Now, I wouldn't have chosen Anaconda, but I'm still excited for Anaconda. I think it's definitely a property that can be made easily into a haunted house. The difficult part to me is making sure that the snake doesn't look cheesy, right? That's
Yeah,
the
exactly.
part
You got to do the
that
snake
I want.
right.
Yeah.
But you could do a lot with the victims. You could do, some puppetry. I mean, I think you have to spend a little bit of money to make an Anaconda house work. We are 100% aligned. I feel like Anaconda is an unusual selection. Given some of the franchises that we just talked about, including I Know What You Did Last Summer, I would have rather seen those. But regardless, I feel like it's a step in the right direction for Busch Gardens. I appreciate the investment in bringing something like that to the parks while still maintaining the fact that at least in Busch Gardens Williamsburg, Hollow Scream is included in the cost of your membership or daytime admission, right? So I think that, so I think regardless of it being a franchise that maybe, it has seen its day in the past, I still feel like it's a win for the event as a whole and for fans of the event, and it could open up doors for more stuff in the future. So I'm excited about them bringing this to the park. I want to see what they do with it. I'm actually excited to see what they do with it. I feel like it's difficult, but like I don't feel like you can have a house based on a giant snake movie without paying that off with some type of giant snake puppetry, or probably not an animatronic, but puppetry of some form in the house. So I'm curious. I'm excited to see where it's gonna, what it's gonna do, and as far as where it's going to land in the park. One of the comments I had when I posted my video is, do I think this is going to be where Deathwater Bayou was? Or I don't think so. I could be wrong. And I genuinely could be wrong here. I think Deathwater Bayou may be back this year. And I think Anaconda will be in a new location.
That's my thoughts as well, and that's probably my most like commented is like, I wonder where they're going to put it. I wonder what we're going to lose. There's a chance that we get an additional house. There's a chance that we lose a house. Now, if we were going to lose a
I
house,
think
my
we're gonna get five again. I do think we're gonna get five again.
Oh,
I think the four that I think we know Killarney Diner's not coming back because they're doing construction in that building. I think the other four are returning. Could be wrong. Again, been wrong before.
I've heard rumblings of people seeing activity by the Witch of the Woods location.
Yeah.
So
Now that
I
the
think that's what
construction's
makes most
done.
sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think with Anaconda, you have to do it in a woodsy type area or in a completely enclosed area that you can make look woodsy. But I think the area where Witch of the Woods was, which used to be, which is where they were doing construction for the longest time with Big Bad Wolf, is probably there is a lot of land back there that I feel is prime for this type of thing. Because I do think everything else, I think the two new houses last year we'll see return this year for sure. I think Bloodshot and Werewolves will be back.
And I had some interesting conversation with some of the people in my comment section. Thank you everybody for your comments, both the negative and the positive ones. This individual was actually against the property coming, but we had a fun back and forth, cordial. We didn't disrespect each other in any way. We just had differing opinions. But one of the comments that he brought up was, the Six Flags thing. You kind of prefaced this conversation before we even got into this. Six Flags is bringing some pretty big properties to the event, and he mentioned that, we're getting some like old washed up properties that have had remakes that have been terrible. But I looked back and I'm like, well, a lot of the comments that you're saying can be said about Jason as well, right? Jason is old.
Yeah.
It's older than Anaconda, way older than Anaconda, and it's been remade into Oblivion, right? Like, Jason went to space. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so like I get that, Jason sits on another level, but both I know what you, specifically I know what you did last summer. I know what you did last summer. I wish we would have
Just
got
had a
that,
movie
but
last year also. Unfortunately, did not do well either, but
the original I know what you did last summer is a classic on its own right. And so is Anaconda 1997. That's a classic, right? Like, yes, there's been remakes of it that didn't necessarily do as well, but for its time, that's a classic horror movie, and so is I Know What You Did Last Summer. So both of those coming to the event, although not as big as Jason because Jason has an aura to him, I think kind of live in the same space and deserve a little bit of respect. I get it. It's maybe not what you were expecting, but it's a step in the right direction, and it's a tell of what's to come in the future for the event. I'm excited to see Busch Gardens having a year with two intellectual properties. That's the natural progression, right? You get one. Next,
Yeah,
not
you get
maybe
to.
not next year, but in the future, you get two.
Yeah. For what it's worth, it's better than what I expected because I didn't expect any intellectual properties. So the fact that we even have one is a step in the right direction. I'm glad to see it. I'm excited to see what they do with Anaconda. Looking forward to sharing that experience with all of you. But Eddie, that wasn't the only news that came out of Busch Gardens this week. There were a couple of other items that are worth discussing. One is, let's do it. So what is that? If you go to the official Holoscreen website, even though Anaconda is the only officially announced thing coming to this year's event, if you click on Evil Upgrades, they are actively selling reserve seats for Fiends and for Monster Stomp.
Nice. So yes, I saw somebody comment that.
Pretty good indication that if you do the math, not only will Fiends be returning to Ireland, Monster Stomp will be returning to England, which probably means Ripper Row will be returning as well. You know, we talked about it in a prior podcast that I think I was ready for it to cycle into something new, but I don't feel like you can have Monster Stomp on Ripper Row without having Ripper Row.
Yeah, right? You're probably right. And also, let's give Busch Gardens its kudos on the website. The Busch Gardens Williamsburg Holoscreen website right now looks amazing.
It does. It does. And it's really, you know, looking slick. We've got some stuff that they're saying is coming soon, so I'm excited to see what's coming soon. But also, there was a picture that was put out on a on Facebook yesterday, not official from Busch Gardens, but a fan at the park that Eddie will probably show in his video. So make sure you subscribe to Eddietainment. There was a user who posted a billboard, and I think it's at the front of the park. You know, you walk into the park. If you walk from the main entrance, the main parking lot, there's a billboard in front. And I think it's a picture of that billboard near the restrooms. Like if you've been driving for a couple of hours and you hit those restrooms before you even get to the gates, at the top of the hill, there's usually a billboard there. And the top of it shows Beer Fest, Brews, and Barbecue. And the bottom of it shows Holoscreen with select nights, September 11th through November 1st. It appears to show a creepy costumed character crawling on the car after Bolton Forbidden Turn. I have two thoughts on this image. Because this is how we knew last year that there was a big bad wolf themed zone or house, because that was the promotional image last year, was they had a big bad wolf themed promotional image. I feel like this image is representative of one of two things, maybe both. One, I feel like we're going to get some type of territory in front of Verbolten Forbidden Turn. Two, I feel like it may be, this is totally speculation. No one said anything about this, but I think it would be cool. They have hinted that there is some type of mystery as to how Frau Hexel took over that travel agency, right? And turned it into, you know, a car rental agency, and what has happened to the previous owners of that building. You know, what is it, Goethe or something? I'm wondering if this is based on what happened to them, because it's, you know, it appears to be some type of female zombie witch character. And I'm wondering if, you know, we're going to, that this will be the zone that tells the story of what happened to the original owners of the Verbolten, you know, travel agency thing.
How Frau Hexel got rid of them. So,
yeah,
my initial observation was that looks like a Holoscreen version of Frau Hexel. And maybe that's her true nature, right? Maybe that's what she actually looks like when she doesn't down herself into like a cute, well, I wouldn't say cute, but an old lady that brings your guard down.
It would be cool to tie it in to the story of the ride, but I don't know. I feel like we may get a territory there.
I think we will, because last year, as you hinted, we got the marketing image that showed the Big Bad Wolf, and we ended up getting the Big Bad Wolf scare zone after the Big Bad Wolf opened, which I think it could be a tradition to open up a scare zone in front of your new ride. And for Verbolten, not for nothing, the area lends itself better, because I think for the Big Bad Wolf, it was kind of odd, and it still didn't really lead people to the ride, because the Big Bad Wolf kind of goes off to the left there. This will be right in front of Verbolten, getting people attracted to that new ride. Now, as you were talking, one thing that kind of came to mind, seeing the image and it being Frau Hexel, is, and kind of related and kind of unrelated, but what if we get, or go back to, because I know that we did this in the past, when characters actually jumped on the ride with you.
I mean, I think that would be cool.
That would be super cool. But you heard it here, folks. We're getting a scare zone in front of Verbolten.
That's what we're saying.
Territory.
Territory. Territory in front of Verbolten Forbidden Turn. I feel like we're getting something there.
Yes, sir.
We could be wrong. We've been wrong before. But I feel like we may. And so I'm excited about that possibility.
We've been wrong. I don't remember that.
Well, I've been wrong. I said I didn't think we were going to get intellectual property at Busch Gardens.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
So
I'm trying to act like we're perfect. Are we not? I thought we were.
We are. We are. This is the world's most perfect podcast. Most perfect podcast.
Name change.
World's most perfect podcast. And if you agree with that, definitely give us a thumbs up on this episode. We really appreciate it. And make sure you are subscribed to both of our channels. So like I mentioned at the beginning of the video, I'm Paul from Destination Geek. You can find me on Destination Geek on YouTube and Destination Geek HQ on TikTok and Instagram. And Eddie, where can they find you?
They can find me at Eddietainment on YouTube and Eddietainment One everywhere else. We got X, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and I think that's all. Patreon.
Patreon. Yeah, check out Eddie's Patreon. And make sure that you subscribe to his channel because he's going to have his first Holoscreen construction update. Oh, he's got a shirt. Yeah. So, this Eddie, where can they get that shirt? That bomber shirt.
The link's on my Facebook. I haven't really, like, pushed it too much because I'm still working on all the graphics and everything. I only have 5 shirts out right now. So only on Facebook am I actually sharing the link at the moment. And Patreon, actually. Patreon and Facebook. It's a fourth wall page that I created. But yeah, I'm super happy with the quality of these shirts. I'm like, this is definitely my Halloween Horror Nights shirt this year.
Check us both out. Make sure to subscribe to both of our channels. And make sure to leave us a comment on this video. Let us know what you're most excited about already for Holoscreen this year. Let us know what you think may be coming. Let us know if we've, you know, if the hints that we're thinking of are, you know, have you thinking something different or even the same thing? Leave us a comment on this video. Let us know your thoughts. Eddie, enjoy your time at Busch Gardens Beer
Fest Boozer Barbecue. Thank you. Thank you. I'll have a beer for you. I promise.
Please do. Please do. And a cheese curd. And we will see you next time.
Deuces.